the second hand surgery, and the day before when I went for my pre-op, I got really anxious. Because I had to have that dumb test up my nose again, and I didn't want to.
The COVID test.
I woke up in the middle of the night, and then I was going to probably have to have a third surgery, so I was really anxious I was going to have to go back.
What was wrong with your hand, though? So what, the carpal tunnel, or what was it?
I broke my wrist.
You broke your wrist. Okay. How'd you do that?
Riding my bike. I was trying to get some exercise. Anyway.
I understand.
So I've been, since then, I came home and I couldn't sleep. And I've just been, it's just inside. It just comes from nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
But this happened in January, too, when I had a spinal steroid injection. And I believe it was from the steroid. It took like, it wasn't as bad, but it was bad. But I didn't have time off of work, so I had to go to work. And I'd have, I had panic attacks and, just as I kept going and knowing that it was going to get better because I had read stuff that people, this has happened to people, and it did get better. Maybe it didn't get all the way better, and this was mm-hmm. just a setback. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, so tell me what happens. Like, when you're anxious at night, you said you haven't slept in 10 nights. Okay, we're going to get you to sleep tonight. And it's going to be a miracle, but I'll do what I can. Okay, I'm going to give you some stuff today that you could probably do. But it's going to take time. We'll get back to the modules and everything first. But so tell me what your mind thinks about when you're not sleeping, Pam.
You know, my mind really isn't thinking, Mike. It's just that my eyes, I close my eyes, and it's like I'm inside going 100 miles an hour. But my mind isn't thinking.
But it's not thinking, but your mind seems like it's super active. Okay, so it's like it's racing, but you've got to be worrying. You've got to be thinking of something, because if the mind's, if it's settled, you're not thinking. But if it's racing, if it's, you're awake, it's thinking. Is it worry? Is it, tell me about stress, about work, about the wrist, about COVID. What are you thinking about?
Yeah, I think COVID. So I don't want to get the vaccine.
Okay.
And the mandate.
I'm not only not going to, I don't want it, I'm not going to get it. So I'm okay with that. And I had COVID back in November, and it was a little blip on the radar. So I'm in your camp. I'm not getting it. I know nobody's put anything in my body, but that's okay.
So,
and I know you're in the medical field, so you probably have seen some stuff.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So
okay.
I'm not going to get it either. So I know that makes me anxious because as of September 30th,
mm-hmm.
they've mandated all the healthcare, and the CEO of our hospital said we have to, you know, it's mandated. You can't do a religious out or anything. So that is really got me anxious because I know I'm going to probably lose my job.
Okay, well, how much longer? I know you're 56. I'm sure you've built up a 401k or a pension. And does Dwayne still work? What does he do?
Yeah, he's a contractor, but he only does, he does remodel. He's like, he doesn't have workers, and he's got.
So it's just him. He's doing, he does the work himself for the most part. How much longer did you plan on working?
Well, probably till I could retire with Medicare or health care.
What age is that?
Well, I'm 50, I think 62.
Okay. So you want to work, five or six more years. And
well, I have contacted my financial counselor. He is coming over tomorrow to give us options, like if I did retire early.
Okay, good. All
right. So,
and I have a client of mine that is a really, really solid financial advisor and retirement guy. So if you need another opinion too, you let me know, and I'll hook you up with Phil. He went through the program, was extremely anxious and depressed. He's doing wonderful now. He's a gifted guy. So if you need that, you let me know.
Okay.
All right. So then, so your mind is just, you got this stuff scrambling in there. Okay. Should I, the vaccine, and that's a decision you'll have to make. When are they making you get the vaccine by?
September 30th.
Okay. So by that time, you'll be a different person, mentally and emotionally, but that's a decision you'll have to make.
I've read
I agree with you, Pam. I think this is crazy that they're forced vaccine.
Yeah, and I've done a lot of research. And why would they want you to get something that's only 1% effective?
Mm-hmm. Yep, I agree. And I've had COVID, and from what doctors tell me, that's the best vaccine you can have is already having COVID.
Right.
So, all right, so we'll get back to that. So the sleeping is concerning to me. We've got to get you to sleep because that's going to really you know, weaken your immune system. We don't want that. The wrist is on the mend. And then when you were at work, was it just hard to function because of the anxiety? What you know, you went on this leave because of the surgery, but I think you're also on, you know, it sounds like you're unable to work because of the anxiety. So tell me how that interrupted your day, or your workflow, you know what I mean, like when you're at work.
Well, like when I'm at home right now, because I'm not working. So I get up and I go on a walk in the morning. And I, you know, as long as I'm busy, you know, like I did all my videos yesterday and I seemed to do pretty good. But when about 5-6 o'clock came and I'm just tired because I'm just tired. I haven't slept. I'm delirious.
Yeah. I get it. No, I know you've got to rest that mind. Okay, good. All right, so now I have a pretty good idea of where you're at. By the way, how many kids do you have, Dwayne?
I have 3 kids. They're all away from home. I have 6 grandchildren.
Oh, beautiful.
And I can't even enjoy my grandchildren. And my husband, I know he's getting wore down because he doesn't know what to do for me.
Well, guess what? You found that answer in me. I'm gonna literally get you all better. You got a lot of work to do, and I'm gonna be with you the whole way. And Doreen and our team, and Kate and the wonderful people on our team are gonna be with you as well.
What
and,
about when I need someone? I apologize.
Well, but we're not on call, but we use an app called Voxer.
I did
and
before
we hang up, you and I will make sure that you're connected with me on Voxer. Okay, and that's how you communicate with me. Like at night, because after a 12-hour day like I had yesterday, I know you were panicking a little bit, but I've got a family too, and my wife will have my, you know, she'll put my stuff on the street if I don't spend some time with her too.
Yeah, I boxed Doreen, and she answered me.
Already? You got her? How did you not boxer me? You got Doreen already. That's good. I'm glad you did.
No, I did boxer you. But
I didn't get it. You must have boxered. There's 2 Coach Mikes out there. I had 2 profiles. You have the wrong one. So what's your Voxer profile? Do you know what it is?
No, I don't know. I just.
All right. So if you look at here, I'll give you mine at the end, and you can search for me, and then you'll connect with me, and you'll have me. But there's 2. You can't search my name on Voxer. You've got to use my ID. Okay.
Oh,
is
your ID DBANAS193?
No, that's Doreen.
Oh, okay.
Mine is Coach Mike No Limits. All one word. Coach Mike No Limits.
Mike No Limits?
Coach Mike. Coach Mike.
Yeah.
No Limits.
Oh, No Limits.
No Limits. Yeah. And all one word.
Okay.
So if you hit the search icon, you don't know what your ID is.
No.
Yeah, that's okay. Well, you start the search icon, and you'll see me. Then you connect with me, and then you can Voxer either one of us.
I can go to Voxer. Let me see right here.
Go ahead.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So search Coach Mike. No limit. No spaces.
No spaces.
Coach Mike, No Limits. It just brings up 2 Mikes.
Yeah, but I'm Mike Basovic. But it should say Coach Mike, No Limits.
No,
so click
does.
On that.
Well,
but no, but then you'll see Mike Basovic. That's me.
There's 2 of them.
There's 2 of them.
Yeah. It says Mike Basovic, Mike Basovic.
Hold on.
How about if I just click this
one? I'm doing it. Okay. I'm searching for myself. So let me see.
I'm going to just say, hi, Mike. Did you get this one?
All right.
Did you get that?
I did. We're connected.
Okay.
All right. There we go. So now you got me and Doreen. Okay. So now.
I got to see which one to disconnect.
Well, not the one I just sent you then. The other one, okay? All right, let's get to that later. Let's make the most of our time here.
Okay.
Okay, now, all right, so I know where you're at now. So now we've got to get you healthy, and let me tell you about that process, okay? And right now your mind, remember, your mind is a machine, Pam. It's a hard drive.
Uh-huh.
And it's running a program right now of worry, stress, and discontent. And when the mind runs that program, the way the mind communicates with you is by sending you thoughts and giving you feelings and having experiences. So when you're constantly thinking of COVID and the vaccine or your wrist or the anxiety or not sleeping or
hold on.
I need to teach you here so you can start getting better.
Okay.
So the mind is going to keep running this program, like worry and stress and I can't see straight, I can't sleep. Like last night when all those people in a Facebook group were telling you, like, hey, Pam, you found the right thing. Just do what the coaches tell you. You kept talking about your sleep, your lack of sleep. Give me some tools. These are the tools, but I can't work. I can't do it in an hour. I'm going to give you some tools, and we're going to start getting the environment healthier. So you found the answer. You know, Dwayne knows you found the answer now. He can rest easy. You can rest easy, but it's going to take time, but we're going to get better every day. That's the process, and we do that by fixing this hard drive. And the first thing we do with it is by creating a healthier environment. So that's the diet for the mind piece. We've got to create a healthier environment. So if you have a patient that comes to your doctors or to you and says, okay, you've got to do heart surgery, and the doctors say, okay, you've got to lose a lot of weight before surgery, right? Have you ever had that situation at work?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, all the time. So now, if somebody has to lose 40 pounds for surgery and they put them on an aggressive diet, and the 40 pounds isn't going to be gone in a day or 2 days or 3 days. But if they're creating a healthier environment, now the body's getting healthier, and then eventually the weight's going to start falling off. That's the way we've got to look at the mind. We have to realize that the healthier we make our mind, it's going to start to respond. Almost, you know, sometimes not immediately, but it's going to get better and better. So the healthier you feed it now, the better it is. And we're going to talk today about the diet for the mind, okay? And then we're also going to talk about what we refer to as acceptance. Now, I'm going to give you a tool because you're in such a chaotic zone right now, and I really want you to get healthier. I'm going to teach you a technique today that you're not going to understand for a couple of weeks. But I'm going to give you the technique because you can still apply the technique.
Okay.
And I'm going to give you that to use all day today, all night tonight if necessary. And I'm going to give you this technique, and this is going to start to heal your mind. Is that making sense?
Yeah.
Okay, well, so I know you're like, I don't know how that's going to happen. Well, you don't have to know how. You just leave that to me. I'm the best in the world at what I do. Okay, and Doreen and Kate and everyone else on this team, they're the best in the world. So you're going to know that we can get you healthy, but if I could wave a magic wand, I haven't been able to figure out how to do this in one day. It takes several weeks, but at 56 years old, you didn't get here in one day. You got here through a lifetime of stress, anxiety, or worry that COVID has made even worse. Okay, so all right, so we're going to take that process. Is there anything else you need to get off your chest as far as what you're dealing with? Like, you want to tell me anything else about the mind? I have a pretty good idea of where you're at. But is there anything else that you, and then we're going to put a clamp on that to get you healthy after that. So go ahead.
Okay, so I have read a lot of social media and what's going on with the election fraud and how it's stolen. And so, you know, I know they're holding the symposium today, and I know I probably shouldn't listen to it, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can't. No, you absolutely can't. So,
I think it's just
you're gonna. That's we're gonna talk about the diet for the mind when we use our mental filter. That's under the class of mental filter. We're gonna talk about that shortly, and we're gonna put a clamp on all that garbage, Pam. It's not because we're living in denial. Okay,
yes,
so
that's what I'm saying. I don't want to put my head in the sand.
No, but for a while you're going to. It's just like the person that is going on that diet. They like bread, they like donuts, they like pizza, but the doctor says, look, I've got to do some major surgery on you, and you've got to be thinner, so you can't have any of that stuff.
Okay.
So, like, when I walk in the grocery store, I'm a pretty healthy eater, But when I, you know, and I walk in the grocery store, like I spend my winters in Naples, Florida, and there's this amazing grocery store in Naples, Florida that has beautiful produce. I mean, you name it, the seafood, everything is like amazing, including their bakery. So I walk in, the first thing you see, Pam, is their bakery. And I'm telling you, they're the best donuts you've ever seen, the best muffins, the best cakes. They got 15 different flavors of biscotti, and I'm half Italian, so I love biscotti. And every week I look at it, I thought, oh, that looks beautiful, and I keep walking. I'm just making a healthier choice for me. Do I see the donuts and the cake and the coffee cake? Yes. Do I make a healthier choice? Yes. So you're going to understand there's things in this world right now, COVID, the vaccine, politics, the garbage, all the stuff that we can be drawn to. We understand that that stuff's in the world, but we're going to walk past it right now. Uh-huh. We're going to get to a healthier place. So we're just going to take a break from some of that stuff currently, because that's the stuff that's going to keep the worry going. Like, there's nothing Pam and Mike can do about the election fraud. I agree with you. There was some funny stuff going on here with our election. It was just strange. All, you know, I did a little homework back in November, and I watched and I listened to the stories, and I'm like, okay, and so we probably are on the same side of the table there, you and I. But there's nothing I can do about it. And it, you know, I can vote for election reform. I can vote for the right people to put in place. I can continue to do what I can. But you and I talking about it isn't going to change anything. So we're gonna just walk past the donuts right now, the mental donuts, and get to a healthier place. Not because we're living in ignorance. It's because we have to be healthier. And right now, Pam's no good. Pam's going to deteriorate if we don't get her healthy. So right now we're preparing for a healthy journey, which means we've got to get this diet in line. And then I'm going to teach you acceptance. And it'll take you a few weeks to really understand what you're doing with acceptance, but that doesn't mean that you can't see some benefits from it. Okay, does that all make sense to you?
It does make sense to me. Getting there.
I know, and you leave that to us. Okay, so now let's talk about what you heard in the modules yesterday. What did you listen? Like, what did you pick up? And I know your mind is a war zone right now, but I'm sure you comprehended some stuff.
Well, I did my. What I want my life to look like.
Good. Okay, and I want to hear about that in a minute. What else?
State of being, and that it's a magnet, or it's how you think, feel, and act.
Beautiful.
And it's a magnet you get in life. So if you're in a state of being and anxiety, then everything's going to make you anxious. I mean, everything draws mm-hmm. you like a magnet that makes you anxious.
Okay.
And I learned that you have to use your mental filters. Stop putting unhealthy food in your mind. Doesn't get in if it doesn't feel good.
Yep.
And then that was
very good.
My question was like, oh my gosh, but I, so I don't know what's going on in the world, and you just answered that.
No. You're that's not it at all. Okay. You're going to know what's going on in the world. Damn, we can sneeze and find a headline. So you're going to know what's going on in the world. You're just not going to be inundated with what's going on in the world. Here's an example. Let's say whether it's Fox News, CNN, One American News, whatever somebody watches, right? You know, to me, it's all, in its way, shape, or form, it's all a little bit of garbage. Because here's why. So let's take Fox News, for example. And, like, I'm not, like, if I ever watched the news, which I don't, but if I did during the election, I would watch Fox because I just felt they were a little bit more balanced, even though, whatever. And, because I was tired of looking at CNN's COVID numbers because they were, all that crap. So, and I don't get into this too much, but I'll give you an example. So if I would turn on Fox News and I would see a guy named Dan Bongino, and he was on one side of the table, and then I'd see Geraldo Rivera, and they would just fight.
Yeah.
They would fight. And I would sit there and watch it, and I'd get aggravated because I would agree with one of the sides.
Yes.
And I get aggravated. Then I would watch this show, like during the election, I watched this show occasionally called The Five. Then there was five people.
Oh, yeah.
And there was this guy named, I think, Juan. There was this woman, Dana. And they were all over the map. And what did they do every day? They fought. They'd bring up a subject and fight. Guess what they want people to do? They want people to watch and take a side and argue about it and get amped up about it and get emotional about it.
Yeah.
And that's all it was. And I literally just wanted facts. I just wanted to know, okay, what was going on with our election? What was going on with our country? I didn't really care about their opinion. But then if you think about it, that's all they ever do.
Yeah.
Is they bring up one side and another side, and then they fight about it. And then they get people watching. Their goal, Pam, is not it's to make money. They're big machines. The news media is one big machine, and it's profit-based. That's all they care about is the money. And they do like the fear, because guess what? Fear brings money. So that's why we're staying away from it from now on. You'll know the headlines. If there's anything, if we're getting an alien invasion, Dwayne will tell you. Okay? So, and I'll let you know. If I find out, I'll send you a boxer. Hey, Pam, the aliens are on the way. You know, get your spacesuit ready. And so I'll let you know. All right? So for you right now, you're in the critical care unit. There's no germs. You've got the hazmat suit on. There's no germs for you moving forward for the next month or so. We've got to keep this environment clean. So I like so far that you've told me that you've come up with your vision. We'll talk about that in a minute. I like that you understand that the state of being is how we think, feel, and act. And we're going to expand on your understanding of that over the next several weeks. What else did you pick up in week one?
You talked something about resistance, which is stuff that doesn't make you feel good.
Exactly. Good. What's the opposite side of that coin?
Stuff that does make you feel good.
Acceptance.
So, yeah,
right.
You talked about flood your mind with good things.
Mm-hmm.
So think about good things. So I've already posted lots of scripture verses around my house because that helps me.
Good. I love that.
I like to exercise, so I go out walking. I find it hard right now to make myself like
That's okay. It doesn't matter what you do. Just tell me about the recordings, because I know where it's hard. It's hard to even find things to feel good about. We'll talk about that in a minute. But just tell me more. So far, you're doing terrific. Okay. I love that you really listen to these modules. That's good. This is a good, good start. So tell me what else you picked up. Feeding your mind good things, acceptance and resistance, the state of being. We're going to talk about the mental filter, your vision, anything else that you picked up.
No, I think that's...
Okay, good.
I write notes.
That's terrific, Pam. So I'm going to give you an A+ there, okay? Because I know how chaotic yesterday was for you. And you still had the mental bandwidth to pick up some stuff. Okay, so the way I break down the diet for the mind, and feel free to take notes, and if I need to repeat something, you tell me.
Okay.
But the way I break down the diet for the mind is in three ways, okay? The first step is focus. The second step, and we're going to talk about each step, the second step is mental filter. And the third step is feeding your mind. So the first thing is focus. The second is mental filter. And the third is what we feed our mind, feeding our mind healthy stuff. So first thing about focus. Since, you know, anything that we focus on, anything that we give our attention to, we're drawing more things into it. Okay, so you take politics, for example. You take COVID, for example. People have been consumed with this virus with a 98.99% survival rate, and they're consumed with it. Why? Because that's what they're focused on.
Yeah.
The news programs, every single day for the last 18 months, we have been inundated with this subject.
Yeah.
And humans are focused on it. Now, I'm not, because I'm going to go with something sooner or later. It could be tomorrow, it could be a 40 years from now.
Yeah.
And I'm going to go with something. And I'm not going to think about it. I'm not going to focus on it. And I'm going to think about living my life. I'm going to think about being happy. That's my commitment to being healthy. I focus on my clients. I focus on my business. I focus on having impact. I focus on my family. I focus on my happiness. My goal is to be happy. Because anything that we focus on, Pam, consistently, we are drawing more in. I call it the flashlight of focus. When we shine our flashlight on a subject, we are immediately drawing in. I'll give you an example. About 4 years ago, my wife, and I'm sure you've had this happen, whether it's a car or a purse or a subject or a TV show or something, and my wife came home and said, you know, I saw this really awesome car at the car wash. And I said, what was it? She says, it was a Maserati SUV. Now, you know, I'd never seen one. I didn't know they, I said, well, that's pretty cool. I never knew they existed. So I went online, you know, we're sitting there and I just went online and I looked and I'm like, wow, it is a cool car. Now I became aware that Maserati makes an SUV. Within the next week, Pam, I saw probably five or six of them because it was in my attention now. If you've ever done that, like you see, I didn't know that the VW makes a pink car, and all of a sudden you see everything is pink. So that's how the mind works. It's really this, you know, that's the God piece, okay? And I don't talk a lot about, you know, the spiritual end of thing and scriptures and things, but I'm very closely connected to that side of things. And I think you are too, as you mentioned, scriptures. So that's the God piece. He gives us this, the entity God, whatever we want to call it, infinite intelligence. That's the term I tend to use a lot because we have a lot of people from a lot of religious backgrounds in our program. So when you're talking about infinite intelligence, God, we're given this wonderful, beautiful ability to experience whatever we want here. And it's a gift. And it all begins with our focus. So we have to focus on our vision. You and I are going to make a micro vision shortly, and I'll explain to you what that is. It's about the way you want to feel every day. And then we've got to focus on our desired end results. So if you look at Pam right now, you're focused on some things that are bothering you, and I understand it because it's hard not to. So you're focused on you can't sleep at night. You're focused on the anxiety. Yeah. You're focused on the worry. You're focused on going back to work on the 23rd. You're focused on, or whatever, you're focused on COVID, you're focused on the vaccine, you're focused on everything that's wrong. And the beautiful, the wonderful, blissful, beautiful part of this environment we're in, whatever we focus on, we're going to get more of. That's why things are getting worse and things have gotten worse for a long time. Because our focus is off and then the resistance is expanding, the things that don't feel good. So now we're going to make a shift and we're going to consciously make a directed effort to start focusing on our vision, our desired end result. So desired end result is where I know I'm taking you within the next 6 to 8 weeks is Pam is healthy. She's happy. She's relaxed. She's sleeping like a baby every night. She is calm. Her mind is clear. Her and Dwayne are living this beautiful life together. They're focused on the next chapter in her life. They're building the house in Wisconsin. All that wonderful stuff because that's what life's about. And then guess what? You're going to be at your grandkids' activities, and you're going to be the grandmother you want to be, and you're going to be able to enjoy those kids. That's what we need to focus on. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
But guess what? When you hurt your wrist, was there pain?
Yes.
Was it your right wrist or left wrist?
Left.
Okay. So if I said, hey, Pam, focus on your right wrist, you'd be like, but Mike, my left wrist is killing me. My left wrist hurts. I have to have surgery. It's an injury. Well, that's what's going on in the mind. When your mind is running this program of discontent, of unhappiness, of stress, of worry, it's really hard to focus on the outside. That's why we do a little bit every day. A little bit every day to train this mind to start operating correctly. And then the acceptance piece is a really powerful thing that I'm going to give you today, even though you're not ready for it. I usually give it to people in week two, but I know you're in pain and in hell. And I'm going to give you some tools to get you out of that. Okay. So is that all making sense so far?
Yes.
All right. So why don't you read your vision to me? Because I know you didn't email it in. So read it to me, what you came up with, the vision of the perfect life.
So I am relaxed with no anxiety.
Okay. Just keep, I am relaxed, period.
Okay.
Don't have to add with no anxiety. We're getting rid of that. Okay. I am relaxed.
I am relaxed and able to fall asleep and sleep all night.
Good.
I feel well rested, happy in the morning. Mm-hmm. I start my day with devotions with God. It's
beautiful.
As I spend time in God's word, I draw near and closer to Him daily.
Love it.
As I go to work, I am able to be rested and happy, joyful, making myself available for others, my patients, family members. I'm looking for a change in work where I no longer take call at night. When I come home from work, I am free of stress and anxiety, so I am
relaxed. Oh, don't even do that. Just I am relaxed, happy, and calm. You never want to keep introducing stress and anxiety, so I'm relaxed, happy, and calm. Go ahead.
Relaxed, happy, and calm. To spend quality time and ready to spend quality time with my husband, allowing us to draw closer. On my days off, I enjoy spending time with my children and grandchildren, attending football games and enjoying the company. I spend the day with my mom and daughter, drawing close and mending my relationship with my daughter.
Good. Love it.
I have a home garden and work in it weekly.
I love it. Okay, now that's a good vision. Just take out the anxiety and stress. We don't want to keep introducing that because when the mind is calm, there's no anxiety present, and that's the goal, okay? So that's a great vision. Now let's make a microvision based on what you said, okay? And this microvision is going to be simply taking you to that place because, so why do you like the garden? Obviously you like the garden. Why do you like the garden?
I just like to grow fresh vegetables and have my own vegetables. And just
why do you like to have your own vegetables?
Because I try to be healthy and I don't.
Why do you like to be healthy?
Because it makes me feel good.
There you go. Everything we do, gardening makes you feel good. Having fresh vegetables makes you feel good. Being healthy makes you feel good. Having the nice car, the nice purse, the beautiful vacation, the nice trip to the mountains, the hiking, the outdoor adventure, the nice dinner, it all makes us feel good. Everything, the relationship, you know, everything we do in this world is with the premise that it's going to give us a certain feeling. That's why we do it. And most of those things, we want to feel good.
Yeah.
So what we're going to do is train our mind to feel good. We've got a conscious mind. That's what you and I are using right now. We're conscious about this conversation. We've got an unconscious mind. That's the quiet mind that runs underneath the surface. It's always running. It's always listening. It's always recording. It's always paying attention. But you and I are paying attention to this conversation. And occasionally people get distracted in conversations, but we're paying attention to this conversation. But the mind, the subconscious mind, is paying attention to everything. Right now, it's aware, like I, you know, if I start paying attention to it, it's aware of the temperature outside. It's aware of the day of the week, the time of the day. I can hear this, there's an air conditioning unit blowing in the background. My subconscious mind is picking up that. It's aware of the smells, aware of the tastes, everything. That's the way the subconscious mind works. And when we have these events in our life that are traumatic, 9/11, COVID, whatever, fill in the blank, or euphoric, Christmas morning, a great vacation, the day our children are born, a wonderful experience with a loved one, all of those are emotional experiences that leave the biggest imprint. I talk a lot about that in week two. So the subconscious mind is only learning from our activities, learning from our experiences, and learning from what we focus on, ruminate about over and over and over. So the subconscious mind is always learning and growing. It's your employee. So you got Pam, and then you got Pam's subconscious, which is the non-physical part of you. That's the part that's connected to the non-physical, God. But it's also giving you what you've given it. So if you've trained it to be nervous and anxious, it's going to give you more. It doesn't do it sadistically. It doesn't do it, so let's mess with Pam today. Uh-uh. It does it because it's job. It's an employee. It gives you what you've given it. So that's why people that have traumatic events, they say, well, I have PTSD. No, they don't have PTSD. They have a traumatic event that's created a pattern in their mind. We've got to heal the pattern. So you've had a series of things happen in your life, plus your ruminating thoughts about them that have created the habits of your mind. Now we're going to start creating new habits with your mind, and especially with this little microvision. So write this down, okay? And this is going to be really simple. That's going to help you just start training the mind in a different manner. And just like, do you have any dogs at home?
Yeah, I have two labs, yeah.
You do? Okay, we've got a Labradoodle, we've got a Golden Doodle, and we've got a Lab Husky mix. So we've got three
smart,
beautiful dogs.
The doodles, they don't shed.
Oh, they don't shed. And the Lab Husky mix, she sheds a lot, but she's a sweetheart. She was a rescue. And she thinks that she's in a relationship with me. She gets jealous if I, like, hug Kelly or something, or if I'm sitting next to her at the couch at night. You know, Luca, the dog, should get a little jealous. She's like, hey, you're cheating on me here. So anyway, so if you train your dog, you know that when you get a puppy, you don't just say, go outside, it's going to go outside. You've got to train it over and over and over. If you want the dog to sit or give you the paw or to walk next to you when you walk, that takes consistent work teaching their mind to do that.
Yeah.
We've trained our dogs. If I lift up my arm, my dogs will sit. If I put my hand towards the ground, they'll lay down. If I say, I don't want to say it too long because they're hearing it, but if I say go to bed, they'll literally go to their bed and they'll go. And they don't even think about it. Their mind has been trained. So right now, Pam, we're going to start retraining your mind to start operating properly. Make sense?
Yes.
All right, so here's your microvision. Write this down.
Okay.
I am happy.
I am happy.
I am relaxed and calm.
Okay.
Let's see here. I am thriving at work.
Thriving at work.
My relationships are fulfilling. And I am enjoying my life every day.
Enjoying my life every day.
Okay. Now, repeat that to me.
I am happy. I am relaxed and calm. I am thriving at work. My relationships are fulfilling, and I am enjoying my life every day.
Now, if I had the conversation with you in November, and that's what your life is, how would you feel about that?
In November?
Yeah, even October, September, whenever, in the future land. How
happy.
Would you feel about that?
Wonderful.
Okay, that's who you're going to be. Now, you start telling your mind that that's who you are now. Even though the mind's going to not believe it for a couple weeks, mind's going to be like, come on, Pam, remember, we're anxious. I'm happy. I'm calm and relaxed. You just keep repeating it over and over. Now, people that do this well with the microvision, they'll write it on index cards. They'll put it in their pocket. They'll keep it on their nightstand. They'll put it on their bathroom mirror. They'll put it on their smartphone screen. They'll put it on their laptop. They'll have this microvision everywhere. And if you're out pumping gas, you sit and read it 20 times while the gas is pumping. When you're standing in line at Target, you read it 10, 15 times. When you wake up in the morning, read it 30 times. When you go to bed at night, read it 30 times. Just be connected to this microvision. Become the microvision. You will become what you consistently say. Now, if you're always talking about the anxiety and the worry, that's a problem. See the difference there?
Yeah.
All right, so that's the microvision.
Even though so you feel it, so just the feeling, I mean, you just, because I have this burning in my chest. And
I understand. That's a byproduct of anxiety. We're not going to focus on it anymore. We're going to fix it.
Okay.
Okay. So if it's like the patient that comes in that has scoliosis that you guys are doing spine surgery on.
Yeah.
And as they're laying on the table, they say, but I have scoliosis. What would the doctor say to them?
That's why you're here. We're going
to. Okay. But then they say, but my spine is crooked. What would the doctor say to them as they're putting them under? But that's why you're here. We're going to fix it. We're going to fix it. So there's no need to talk about it anymore. You found the answer. We're going to fix it. And, yeah, you've got some rehab to do. So they don't wake up from surgery and then start running laps. They wake up from surgery, and they're in traction for a while, and then they have to start rehabbing. That's what we're doing right now.
Okay.
We're taking you, and we're fixing it. We're putting you through rehab, and we're getting you on the road to recovery. Make sense? So there's no reason to talk about the problem anymore. Your mind, because you're in pain, is going to want to talk about it, but we don't. That's the mental filter piece. So the mental filter piece is this, Pam, and this is going to be an important one for you. That's part two. Mental filter means that anything, we control our mind, and we control what we put into our mind, just like our body. If I want the donuts, I'll have a donut. Now, I drove past a donut shop yesterday, and I had a taste for donut. It was Monday. I was really tired. It was late in the day. And I thought, boy, donut would sound good. But my healthy mind said, well, Mike, you won't like that tomorrow. And I was right. So I didn't have it. I went home and I had a little sugar-free Jell-O, the healthier choice. So, but I had a choice. I had a choice in that moment to have the donut. It literally was. So you have a choice now, Pam, of what I'm going to ingest into my mind, just like the body. So I would suggest you turn off the news. I would suggest any programs, TV programs, or things that you're reading or things that you're watching, that anything that you're doing along those lines that aren't healthy, you eliminate those.
So no Mike Lindell.
No, listen, I love Mike Lindell. The guy's trying to be a hero. I love the guy, but no, I don't watch him either. But I keep an eye on that. So no Mike Lindell for now. And then if you have anyone in your life that loves you to death, even Dwayne, that you talk about your problems to, you can't do it anymore. You've just got to say, okay, I'm fixing my mind. I can't talk about it anymore. Because every time you talk about it, it's expanding. And if you have any therapists, I would suggest that you put them on hold for a while. I can't give you that advice.
No, I
don't. But okay, good. And any groups that you're a part of that talk about the problem, eliminate it. Spend time in our group. And you noticed one thing last night about that post that I tagged you in. I know you read the comments. Not one person in there was talking about the problem. They said, no. Do what the coaches tell you. You found the best answer, the best decision you've ever made. And guess what? If you search their name in that group, some of them would be, hey, I'm scared. I just joined the group back a year ago or 6 months ago or 3 months ago. So everyone's learned that it's not because we're a bunch of zombies. It's because we're creating a healthier environment. So they now celebrate their wins. They were like Lori Reardon, who commented on your post. She was a mess 4 months ago, 5 months ago. She just got off a DUI. Her story, she shared it at our live event on video. She was an absolute mess. Her marriage was in shambles. Her health was terrible. She had extreme anxiety. Now she literally wakes up and is blissfully happy every day. So you'll get to that point, Pam. So any groups that you're a part of online that are focusing on the minutia, eliminate it. Just leave the group. You don't owe anybody an explanation. They won't know you're not there anymore. And any people in your life that like to talk about the stuff, just don't talk to them right now. Or talk to them about happy stuff. Talk about gardening. Talk about things that make you happy, which we'll talk about in a minute. So mental filter means that you're in control of the conversations you're having, the people you're surrounding yourself with, what you're reading, what you're watching, what you're Googling. I caught a client yesterday. I said, are you still Googling symptoms? And they said, yes. I said, stop, or I will call Google, and I will track your device. And he started laughing. He goes, all right, I'm done. I won't do it again. You can't put that stuff in your mind now. And then anytime you feel you're off the rails, you send Doreen or I a Voxer, and we'll get you back on the rails, okay? And look at it, Pam, like a bouncer. The bouncer decides who gets in the nightclub. You're the bouncer for your mind. You decide who and what gets in. Fair enough?
Yeah.
Okay, be strong there. That's going to take some practice for you. Just be better at it every day. And the better you are... What's
no
that?
Googling symptoms on medicine.
Absolutely not. No. The doctors gave you a healthy bill of, you know, your heart's healthy, your mind's healthy, so the doctors say you're healthy. Okay, so we know the mind will tell us a different. Pam, I used to have this tingling in my hands and up my shoulders and in my face every day. And I swear, I went to 15, 20 doctors. I swear I was having a stroke or a heart attack, and they kept saying, Mike, you're healthy. Your vitals are great. And they were right. This was 20 years ago. They were right. I was healthy, but my mind had me believing that I was going to have a stroke. And I probably would have eventually because I was so turned up with anxiety. So don't believe your mind now. It's just running a program. We're going to get it healthier. Fair enough?
Yes.
Okay, now the third piece of the diet for the mind is feeding our mind things that make us feel good. What are some things that you've identified that always put a smile on your face, no matter how stressed and worried and anxious you are? What are some things that you can think of or things in your life that always put a smile on your face, no matter what?
I like listen to music.
Good. What kind of music do you like?
I usually listen to Christian music.
Wonderful.
Okay. My grandkids.
Mhm. Okay.
But it gets a little chaotic sometimes. I'm trying not to use words.
I understand, but that's okay.
Yeah.
But you know, your grandkids, the smiles, the happiness, not their stress, just the things you love about them,
yes.
Right? And how about gardening?
Gardening, yes.
Yeah.
I don't have a garden right now, but my mom does, and I love to go over there and,
wonderful.
You know, pick the tomatoes and
peppers. And you're living in California. I hear there's a pretty big ocean next to you.
Yes.
You like the ocean?
I like the ocean.
There you go.
I love to sit and listen to the waves.
Can you, so close your eyes for me right now, Pam, and just go to that favorite spot you have by the ocean and sit and listen to the waves. Now, you're not there. You're at your house right now, right?
Yes.
But can't you go there in your mind?
Yes.
Hear the sounds, smell the smells, listen to the seagulls as the waves crash, right? Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Can't you take your mind there anytime you want?
Yes.
Okay. So that's what I want you to do. Every time your mind gives you a moment of discontent, you say, I know you're not real. I'm going to the ocean. I'm going to the garden. I'm going to some music. So when I first started to learn what I now call the diet for the mind, I didn't call it anything back then. I actually probably called it being positive, which I don't really use. I don't really like that.
Yeah.
But I just started to be healthy. And I used to have a TV in my office in the background. And I never had it on, but then I thought, why not just put funny movies on all day? So I had this collection of DVDs that I got, and I used to play funny movies all day long with the sound on. And I would look up the TV, and I'd smile. I'd see John Candy or Steve Martin or all these funny movies that I liked. Even It's a Wonderful Life, anything that felt good, I had playing. And it was always this feeding of the mind that felt good. And then when I wasn't working, I played music. I thought of my kids. I had pictures, and to this day, the bookshelves behind me in my office here, I have pictures of everything that feels good. All of my kids, my family, my book, my awards, my TV appearances, my vacations we've taken, tournaments I've won. I'm a big golfer. So everything in this office makes me feel good. Things in front of me, these inspirational things that I have. This is one office that's a center of feeling good. So I want you to be an expert at feeding your mind things that feel good. Now, Pam, this is a diet we're going on, and it takes a little time, so I want you to be patient. That doesn't mean you're not going to have cravings, the cravings of stuff that's chaotic or you worry and stuff. You're training your mind in a new direction. Okay, making sense?
Yeah.
And it's not going to be easy at times.
No.
That's when you have boxer. I don't want you to boxer us every hour, but I do I do want you to boxer us when you're struggling.
You
but then listen to the advice. Go ahead.
Yeah, you didn't know what you were getting into when you took me.
No, listen, Pam, you're a wonderful woman, and my commitment to you is getting you healthy. And I know Doreen and Kate and everyone on our team shares the same commitment for you. So we're going to get you healthy. This is what we do every day of my life. Every day of my life, I do this, Pam. So I know where I'm taking you, but I also know that you've got storm clouds coming, and they'll come back a little bit. And it's going to take this a little time. Okay, so now I'm going to give you this piece, and I'm going to explain a little bit here in a couple minutes, over a couple minutes, but I want you to use this as well. So write down this phrase. Let me know when you're ready.
Okay, is this my tool?
This is your acceptance tool. Okay,
okay.
And again, you'll learn that it's not really a tool, but it is, but we'll get there. Okay, so when you understand it more. But for right now, we're going to call it a tool.
Okay.
Okay, so write down, I accept.
I accept
that I'm experiencing
experiencing
blank right now. So blank right now.
Blank right now.
And it's okay. So I accept.
And it's okay.
That I'm experiencing.
Mm-hmm.
Blank right now. And it's okay. Here's what that means. Now, as you said early on in the call that you learned in week one, and you're going to learn a lot more in week two, is we're either in a state of being of acceptance, everything that feels good, or resistance, everything that doesn't feel good at any given time. So we're either feeling good or not feeling good. So some days that you're in the garden, you feel good, you have a moment of relief. The last 10 days has been complete hell. You just don't feel good. So now what we're doing is we're making a decision to move over to a state of being of acceptance by accepting any state of being that comes our way. The stuff that we view as bad, even though it's not bad, it's just a state of being. Even though you don't know that yet, you're going to learn it. It's not positive. It's not negative. It's just resistance. We're resisting our state of being, which means we're expanding it. So acceptance is our decision to embrace the state of being we're in. But when we do it, we move to a state of being of acceptance. And then acceptance is going to expand. So if a thought comes in, and this is something that you're going to have to practice, but when a thought comes in, Pam, I'm scared. You say, I accept that I'm experiencing fear right now, and it's okay. My anxiety, I accept that I'm experiencing anxiety right now, and that's okay. And I can't sleep. I accept that I'm experiencing difficulty right now, and that's okay. And you just keep accepting and accepting. And it's something that you're not really going to understand right now. It would be impossible for you to understand it. Yeah. But when you keep identifying your state of being, like if I say to you, Pam, I hate life, what's my state of being?
Anger?
Yeah, because my thought is telling me what my state of being is. State of being is internal. That's non-physical. But when I speak like I hate life, I'm in a state of being of anger. If I say to you the next day, Pam, I love life, what's my state of being?
Happy.
Happy. So when the mind gives you a thought, that thought is a byproduct of your state of being. When the mind gives you a thought, the thought is telling you, hey, Pam, you're in this state of being. The thought's a byproduct of that. So if I have a thought, man, life is easy, I'm in a state of being of flow. Life is hard, I'm in a state of being of difficulty. Okay, I love life, I'm in a state of being of love. If I think of my wife, I'm in a state of being of love. If I think of golf, I'm in a state of being of passion. If I think of my kids, I'm in a state of being of gratitude. So whatever my thoughts take me, I have to identify my state of being. That's what you're going to learn over the next month. But for right now, just identify it and accept. So I'm scared. I accept that I'm experiencing fear right now, and that's okay. I can't sleep. I accept that I'm experiencing struggle right now, and that's okay. Like last night, panic. I need help. I accept that I'm experiencing panic right now, and that's okay. What can I do to sleep? I accept that I'm experiencing struggle right now, and that's okay. And it could be need. I accept that I'm experiencing need right now because I can't sleep. I'm in pain. You need to feel better. So it's need. So I want you just to keep using that. Now, if you say that phrase 1,000 times a day, that's fine. 2,000 times a day, great. So if you're reading your vision and your microvision, read your vision 5 times a day. Say your microvision 100, 150 times a day. If you're accepting 1,000 times a day by using that phrase, and you stay clear, use your mental filter and keep feeding your mind these good things, you're going to feel better and better each day. It's going to take time, though. I can't wave a magic wand, but then it's up to you. So you've got these tools now, plus you can keep listening to the recordings and then you keep going, and then you keep practicing the stuff. Does that make sense?
Yeah, so okay. Listening to the recordings that I've already listened to.
Yeah, listen to them again.
Yeah.
Go in the Facebook group, the client Facebook group, and go down and watch all my videos in there. It'll make you feel better. Read all the comments there. Watch everyone else's stories. Okay, that's really good stuff. Okay, make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Yep, okay. Any questions?
So, what do you do? So I'm just like in the house. Do you suggest that I make myself get out?
If you feel comfortable, you can go for a walk. You can go sit at the beach and do this work. Go sit at the beach for an hour and a half and do acceptance and read your microvision. Sure. Absolutely. We want to get out of your mind, but just keep doing this wherever you're at. Okay. If like the Dr. Seuss is coming to my mind, right? Do it on a plane, do it on a train, do it in a bus, do it with Gus, do it everywhere. Cam. Just keep practicing. Cause what we're doing here, my friend, is we're training our mind and we're teaching it to become healthy. And then we're getting rid of this virus that's running. That's
yeah.
What acceptance does.
So I don't really feel like going like and visiting people.
I don't.
Right now. But so I shouldn't try to make myself go.
No. Just make yourself do this work that we talked about today. Okay. Any other action, if you want to go to the beach, if you want to go for a walk, if you want to go to mom's garden, as long as mom's a happy person. If mom's always vomiting her stuff, then you want to take a break on that too. But as long as mom's a happy person, then go to mom's garden and do the work there. Go sit outside and do the work. Go for a walk if you're comfortable. Whatever you're comfortable doing, do it. But the most important thing is this mental emotional regimen that you're teaching your mind now. That's important. All right?
Okay.
All right, Pam. So again, it's a process. You're on day one and you're off to a great start. You did really well today. Okay, so just this again, your mind is running the questions and the over and asking questions. You've got the answer sitting right in front of you. Just work on it for an hour. Start applying that and watch what the mind does.
Okay.
All right, my friend. Boxer me if you have any questions later, but really just keep doing what we just spoke about today, okay? And then watch the way you feel over the next couple of days.
Okay, I'm going to make sure I have the right boxers. So what?
You got it. I just boxered you.
Okay, get rid of
that. I replied to you. All right, so get out of that place. I accept that I'm experiencing worry right now, and that's okay. Just go ahead and say that for an hour. I accept that I'm experiencing anxiety right now, and it's okay.
Okay.
I accept that I'm experiencing worry right now, and it's okay. Make it okay. Just keep accepting. All right, my friend, I have to run to my next call, but
okay.
I'm here when you need me. All right,
Thank
Pam.
You.
All right,
Thank
talk
you.
To you soon. Bye-bye.
Okay.